still difficult ties. Say College Corinthians are a strong outfit, like, and they've put Avondale out of the competition already in the first round, so it's probably a wee statement of intent from them. I think from what I've been hearing, that they're very much focused on this competition this year, and they're supposed to put the current holders out. You can't do any more than that.
Big day for the club, for your own club, a 12 noon start on Sunday, and hopefully you'll get a big crowd out there to see us.
Yeah, hopefully, like as I say, you'll get people coming to our kickoff at 12 o'clock and then probably moving on into their own, you know, maybe the Donegal League clubs or whatever, Letterkenny's playing at home, so, you know, they'll probably move on into their own fixture or whatever. Yeah, it's massive for the club, like as I say, we weren't sure if this is our first senior or entering the senior cup and last 16 intermediate. I think it is for the club as far as I'm aware, so you know, whenever you get to that stage and it's a first, like, it's massive for the club, and as I say, that's what you want to deliver for them, because I keep saying it, I'm probably repetitive on it, they deserve it out there, like as I say, everybody can see what they bring as a club, and as I say, it's good for them that we're at this stage, like.
Yeah, because the people involved with Bunnegie United have been there for so long, and you know, it's for those guys and ladies that you're thinking about, Jason, because, you know, they deserve a wee bit of success and a wee bit of time in the limelight.
Yeah, very much so. Like, as I say, I mean, I'm only out the road. I would have been coming to Bunnegie all my life. Like, and as I say, Eric Funston's there, part of the furniture. I mean, Lawrence Gilday there now, he'll be working flat out. He's there any time I'm there. Like, and it gives him a chance to showcase the facilities out there on the pitch, and you know, that's just a name too. There's loads more, and you know, as I say, they're kind of reinventing themselves, and that they're bringing a lot of what would be my old Lurgy Brack opponents, you know, on through the club, the likes of, you know, Mark Gallagher and the Dohertys and Ferries and all of that on through the club as well. So there's a good family out around that area in the club, like, so as I say, it's good for them, and hopefully we get them all out on Sunday and we get a positive result.
You have brought in new players, Jason, you've added to your squad, and looking down through the names that were involved last Sunday, you know, Paddy Mealy's inclusion in the back is a big positive for you. Michael Funston's playing good football at the centre in the middle of the park. Dino Larkin in there alongside him, and Michael Doherty unfortunately isn't going to be about now for a few weeks, but you still have players to come in off the bench. Sean Hume came off the bench the last day and is a player with bags of ability as well. So, no doubt about it, you've assembled decent squad.
It's a squad game. Like, I mean, Sean, come on there. Sean wasn't there the previous game, and Dan O'Donnell was on there, and Dan has done excellent for us. And them two lads are probably fighting all season for that position. Paddy has come in there and give us a real solid base. Like we said to you before, we were missing that, you know, physical presence in there, and I thought we were kind of susceptible to conceding goals at set pieces, and Paddy seems to, you know, as I say, have sorted that out. And, you know, the other lads, I mean, Funstey plays in various positions for us. He was in the middle last Sunday, he can go out wide as well. You just know that you're going to get 110% no matter where you play him. And I said to the boys in the dressing room last Sunday too, like, you know, you're mentioned Dino there, your Mark Harkin, your Jamie Lina, and boys like that, you know, they've been Bunnegie for coming some 10 years, like, and you know, they've seen kind of struggling days there, and now they're firing on all fronts and all competitions, and you know, I'm delighted for them that they've kind of they've persevered there and they've stayed with the club, and thankfully now they're in a team that, you know, that they can challenge with.